The nice thing about being able to get one done in December is we can do some age and sex composition counts while bulls are still wearing their antlers. So on December 7th, we flew and we counted a total of 79 moose, which included 6 bulls, 61 cows, and 12 calves. Overall, that's not a bad count, but it's a little lower than we'd like to see. I mean, we've had some previous highs. Oh, in 2005, we counted 199 moose, which was the highest ever. So we're down a little bit. As I said, we like to do the age, sex, composition counts. We ended up with 10 bulls per 100 cows, which is lower than we'd like to see. We'd like to see that number up around 20 bulls per 100 cows or even higher. That said, some of the bulls we observed had already dropped one antler, and therefore it's reasonable to assume that some had dropped both antlers and were misclassified as cows. So we're going to keep an eye on that bull-cow ratio. On the bright side, we didn't see any small late-born calves, which is an indication that you've got an insufficient number of bulls to take care of all the cows during their first estrus. They're bred a month later. You end up with smaller calves entering the winter, and we didn't see any of that. So that was good. So then we were able to do a flight again just yesterday. Kind of wanted to check on the number that we had seen and see if we'd missed moose or if more had moved in. And yesterday we ended up counting 86 moose, and because we're well after antler drop, you know, we don't differentiate between age and sex at this late part of the year. So that's basically what we saw. Again, the numbers were a little lower than the lowest numbers we've seen, but would have obviously preferred to have seen more moose.